got to get rid of all that flesh, all that skin. I ain't need it. It was excess. Put me overweight. Me. Come on and say amen. I didn't need all of that. I'm so glad that I laid my burden down. But we'll tell them that. We'll tell them all about how bad it was. Oh, but God healed me. Didn't take him long. Okay. We don't want to go through the process of healing. We want God to instantly just do it. But God could have healed them in a day. Do you know that? God could have did it that day, but he wanted them to stay in one place so they could understand what it feels like to go through something together. Because they had never went through anything together. How is it that when we start going through something, we want to go through anything together? And it's honestly, all of us are going through something. And so you need to go through together because there's safety in the multitude. Lord have mercy. We got to understand. God allow us to go. While I'm preaching, I could be going through something. While you're sitting and listening, you're going through something. I guarantee if I ask the question, how many of us are going through something today, it will be so many hands go up in here. And so while we're going through together, let God heal us together. And you know what? The same word that comes out will heal you no matter what your problem is. The same word, he sent his word and what? Heal. It's just like taking Neosporin and putting it on a burn or a cut. It'll heal the same. If your cut is on your forehead, it'll heal that. If it's on your foot, no matter where you put it, it's the same thing. All right, let me go on. Let me go on. Verse 9 talks about it. He says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from you, from off you. Wherefore, the name of this place is called Gilgal, meaning the rolling away. Now, what we got to understand here in this text is that God spoke to them and said, look, I've taken away the reproach of Egypt. In other words, when you come out of Egypt, they know you as the slaves. You are nothing but a slave, right? And so the reproach of you being a slave, people with no home, the label that you have that's been put on you, God say, I'm taking that label off you. I don't know about you, but it's good to have the label taken off. Somebody might have said you were a liar, you were a backbiter, you are whatever. I don't know what they say. They might say, oh, you ain't no good, you this or that. But God will roll away the label. You know how you peel off the label? So when you peel off the label, you don't know what it was. You see, we got this thing, what we call it in safety, we call it a topic called HASCOM. And what HASCOM is that it says that you got to label everything, no matter what it is, you got to put a label on it so people will know what it is so they won't accidentally ingest it, try to get it on themselves or whatever, if it is a hazardous chemical, so you must label it. But sometimes people take the label off because they want to put something else in the bottle.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Hogan Sr. Our church is located 1401 Bell Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, County, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, County, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I just about this morning, I want to draw your attention to one of my favorite scriptures found in the book of Psalms, Psalms number 100. But I only want to lift out verse 3 in the reading of the word. Psalm 100, verse 3. And when you have it, say amen. And since you have it, I want you to begin reading now. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. For just a little while, I want to share with you, the better you know God, the better you can bless God. The better you know God, the better you can bless God. This psalm is a psalm of blessing God, giving God thanks, giving God praise, glorifying Him for who He is and what He does, and for who we are to Him. And so many times in our worship service, we have to pull praise out of people. We have to prompt and prick folk to lift holy hands and to thank God for the multitudinous blessings when God has done so much for us. But I think the real reality is that we don't bless Him like we ought to because we don't know Him like we ought to. Listen to me. It's important for the believer to understand that more than anything else, God wants a relationship with you. And God wants to know that from your heart, from your soul, from your mind, that you are praising and blessing Him with everything that is in you because of who He is. Listen at me well. This psalm, Psalm 100, is filled with recognition of God, Lord, His and Him, because every verse includes something about God. In verse 1, there's one reference to Him. In verse 2, there are two. In verse 3, there are six references to Him. In verse 4, there are four references to Him. And in verse 5, there are three references to Him. Let's walk through them. 16 references altogether. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God. God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. 16 references to God. The psalmist does not allow us to forget about who God is, what He does, and who we are to him. One of the things that I think is so important in this third verse, and I just want to take a few moments because I don't really plan to try and coerce you into shouting and screaming and doing all of that. I want you to understand today. Listen again at what verse 3 says. No. First word in the Hebrew, yada. Yada. Yada means to know intimately. It means to know sufficiently. It means to know through experience. It means to know through information. It means to know through observance. It literally means to know in every way possible. God is so great, so grand, you can't know him in one dimension. There's too much of God for you to know all of him. That's why we learn more of him every day. Everything that God wanted in the Word is in the Word, but not everything in the Word has come out of the Word. And so we're steadily learning new things about God every day, in every way. And so it's important to know. Listen, that the Lord, the word Lord here means Jehovah. It is the national name of God among the Jews. He is Jehovah God here. Listen, the word says, know that the Lord, Jehovah, he is God. Now, this is not any God. The word God here means Elohim. Creator. The word here literally draws us back to Genesis 1. It literally draws one. In the beginning, Elohim, God, the creator, created the heaven and the earth. This is the same Elohim, the same God in the beginning that the psalmist is celebrating now. Now listen at this, because I want you to see this. It's so important. When he talks about the Lord Jehovah is God, he's trying to help us connect the dots. When we talk about Lord, I need you, Lord, this, that, and the other, you're talking about Jehovah God, the self-existent one. But then when you call on God, you're talking about Elohim, the creative force behind everything that is and shall be. And so when you think about that, you've got to think about him in the context of his largeness, his greatness. He's so great, so large, that he don't have just one name. There are multiple names for God because of the multiple realities within his character and confine. Listen again. Listen. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. It is he that had made us. Go to Genesis 1:26. Turn your Bibles. I want to walk you through some of this today. I ain't trying to shout you today. I want to bless you. I want to help you know something. Turn to Genesis 1:26. And when you get there, say amen. Or not be hard to find Genesis 1. Amen. When you get there, say amen. All right, read.
Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over every of all the earth, and over every thing that creepeth upon the earth.
All right. Now, read verse 27, since you got 26. Listen at this now. Listen at what you just read. One, God has made us in his image and in his likeness. Now, first of all, the image of God has to do with what you cannot see. But we're made in that image. So what does that mean? That means it refers to the Spirit of God. His image is like a silhouette. It is spiritual. It is not physical. The likeness has to do with his power, his ability, what he does. Now, if he made us in his image and in his likeness, that means he made us in his spirit and given us power to do what he has done. That's why he gave us dominion. What did he give us dominion over? In a word, everything on earth. That's why Jesus prayed, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done where? As it is where?" See, God was trying to help us to become like him in the earth realm. All right? But now notice what he goes on to say. Verse 27. Verse 27 reveals that God made man, created man, but he also created male and what? Female. And the Bible says he made them both at one time. One time. But I have some issues because in this place, the Bible says he created male and female, created he them. Turn to the second chapter, verse 7. Turn to verse 7. Check the chapters, Genesis 2, 7. 2, 7. All right. Now, when you get there, say amen. Read. Okay, where's woman? All right. Woman was right there with him. But when he created he, male and female in the beginning, that was in the spirit realm, in the beginning. When he gave them dominion, he gave them dominion in the spirit realm. Listen at this. When he made man, formed man of the dust of the earth, listen, man became a living soul after he breathed a breath of life into man. All right? Now, man did everything God wanted him to do. He had dominion. So God brought every animal to Adam. Because the word Adam, again, it's twofold. It is Am from Exodus 3:14, I am that I am. A-M, that's the ending of Adam. And A-D, add. So Adam means that God added someone to him. So he's called Adam. Adam. He's a little God. God made him like him. All right? The very man, first man, mankind, again, is named Adam because he was made in the image and in the likeness of God. I want you to see something else. Move on to verse 18, second chapter. Read it if you don't find it. If you don't mind it, when you find it, read it. Second chapter 18, Genesis. I will make him a help me for what? All right. Now, the Bible says, God says it is not good for man to be alone. But he wasn't alone. He wasn't alone. Eve was in it. God was with him. He wasn't alone. But what God meant by that was, it was not, listen, good for man to be one even though one is a whole number. Everything else God made was two. Everything else God made could reproduce. Adam, one, could not reproduce even though Adam was in him. So look at what God did. Read verse 21. I just want to walk you through this. Stay with me. 21. Read the next verse. All right, read the next verse. All right. All right, listen. Now, this is so very interesting because what you're going to discover is that God saw that Adam needed a helpmeet now. All right. Everything was good while Adam was by himself and Eve was on the inside of him. Now, wait a minute. I'm going to bring you to this because I need you to see scripture. So, and if you got some issues, you better have it with God. Adam didn't say he was lonely. God said it was not good. Only from the perspective of him being able to reproduce. He had dominion over everything. Every animal that came before him, he named. Everything he called it, God said amen to. And even when woman came, he called her woman. But he said, this is bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. But why didn't he say spirit of my spirit? He said, she's bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. But he didn't say she's spirit of my spirit because he and she were made in the spirit or the image and the likeness of God. But she was created the same time he was created. She just didn't take shape till right now. Listen at this now, because I want you to see this, and all of this makes perfect sense to understand something. When Adam named Eve, she came out of him. He was the covering for her. They now too could reproduce. Like everything else God made. But listen, while they were in the spirit realm, God gave them a command. Be fruitful and multiply. And you can see that as long as Adam was one, he couldn't be fruitful and multiply until Eve was taken out of him. And when Eve came out of him, he went into Eve. And ever since then, children have come out of Eve and not out of Adam. I know this might be a little deep, but if you stay with me, I'm going to help you. Now, I'm trying to show you something. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us and not we ourselves. That's why I get so disturbed when I see folk trying to make themselves something God didn't make them. You didn't make yourself. God made you, and he made you like he wanted you. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm trying to help folks. If he made you a male, he wanted you to be a man. If he made you a female, he wanted you to be a woman. There is a reason for it. He wanted you to come together with the mate God made for you to reproduce. And I want every homosexual, every lesbian, every gay person to know that the enemy has fooled you. You got some saying, I was born like that, you're a dirty liar. God has never perverted his own plan. Yeah, you might be sensitive, you might be a little on the feminine side, but God never made you perverted. Listen, the devil can't produce anything. All he can do is pervert what's produced. Even, I'm going to come back there in a minute because it's a little too hot for some of y'all right now. Even in fruit, you notice today it's genetically modified to take out the seeds. All right? So you got your apples, you got your oranges, you got your watermelons, you got your, grapes, all of them. Now seedless many. Now, they're good for fruit, but they're not good for being fruitful. The seed is in the fruit because the fruit is in the seed. The seed is in the fruit for a purpose. For a purpose. So that when you've eaten the fruit, you sow the seed. It's for reproduction. See, the devil knows if he put two men together, they can't reproduce. If he put two women together, they cannot reproduce. They might have pleasure, but they can't have productivity. They cannot reproduce, which violates the mandate God gave Adam and Eve. Be fruitful and multiply. If the devil perverts the plan of God, they become hybrids. They will produce, but they can't reproduce. I told you earlier, if you ever look it up, you'll see if a horse and a donkey mate, they make a mule. But the mule can't make nothing. Look it up, Google it, you'll see. They become sterile. The chromosomes don't line up together. That wasn't made to go together. And that stuff that ain't made to go together don't glorify God. And you can't make stuff that's mixed up and messed up bless God. The devil has hoodwinked you. You have not made you. God has made you. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made you. 263 bones in your body, 600 muscles in your body, 970 miles of blood vessels in your body, 32 feet of intestine in your body. A heart, healthy heart, beats between 60 and 80 beats on an average of 72 beats per minute. 32 teeth in man's mouth, a tongue that have 400 cups to taste the bitter and the sweet, 20,000 tiny hairs in man's ears to pick up the highs and the lows, eyes that flash like cameras, telling the mind, the brain, in a millisecond, develop the image that's been captured, 27 bones in man's hands, red and white blood cells. The red blood cells are larger in size, smaller, few in number. The white blood cells are smaller in size and greater in numbers. I haven't even gotten to the pulmonary system, the heart system, the renal system. Lord have mercy. And then he wrapped all that up with skin, with different texture, tones, and thicknesses. It is he that had made you, and not you, your. And so, three things that verse tells us. One, who God is. Know ye that the Lord, you got to know him, the Lord. Who is the Lord? Matter of fact, Psalm 23:1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. And you're going to see that at the end of the verse as well, referenced there. But listen at this. He's God. He's the creator.